living a great life. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Living a great life. Now, I can live a life that is great or a life that is not great. It all depends on how I want to go around looking at things, how I want to appear, have things appear to me and have things happen in my life. What do I want out of life? What do I want to experience? What do I want to know? What do I want to have that is going to make me happy and fulfilled and make me feel that life is worth living? How can I live a great life? Well, I live a great life first by naming all of the experiences that I have great. I name all the people that are in my life great. I get on my inversion device, and I'm hanging by my feet every morning when I first get up. Sometimes I get up at 3 or 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, usually 3 or 4. And as I get up, I hang by my feet, and I'm floating there, just sailing in the air, hanging by my feet. And I feel so vital, so dynamic, so wonderful, so perfect and so pure. And then I begin my preparation for the day. I begin my preparation for today, each day, of living a great life. I first say, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. And I'm hanging there, floating around in the inversion device, just feeling wonderful. The blood doesn't rush to my head. Everything, I work in perfect harmony. Everything is beautiful. And so now for 10 minutes, I'm saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And then after a few minutes, I say, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I speak to my whole self telling me that, telling me how wonderful it is. And in just a flash of an eye, a minute or two has gone by. And then I start saying how wonderful the people are in my world, how wonderful my world is, how wonderful the campus is. I surround the campus with my pure white light of love, and I see everything in harmony, everything in beauty, everything in goodness. And then as I'm hanging there, floating away, nothing disturbing me, nobody's coming in disturbing me, it's wonderful, I begin saying, okay, now, I treat and I say, I surround my loved ones with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. And I specifically surround them. I say, I surround my son, Mark, with my pure white light of love, and all his ways are peace, and all his paths are pleasantness. He lives in his ideal spirit, mind, and body. And I surround his wife, Leslie, with my pure white light of love, and I see all in divine order for her. And then I surround my sister, Marie, and I see her in pure white light of love. And I surround my brother Howie, and I see him. And I surround my wife Faith, and I see her in the ideal circumstance. And I surround my grandson Paul, and I see him in the ideal pure white light of love. And then I surround Lee in Bloomington, Delaware, and I see her as my grandniece, as a wonderful, beautiful being surrounded by the pure white light of love. And I surround all the people in my world. Then I go to my campus family. And first I take the dogs, and I surround Rex, my dog, with my pure white light of love, and know that he is fantastic and glorious and good. And I surround Little Love, the mini pin that we have. I see him in ideal circumstances. I surround our cats with a pure white light of love. And I surround Ellen with my pure white light of love. Ellen, one of the most important people in all the world to me. And I surround her with my pure white light of love, and I see her body whole and perfect, fantastic in every way. I see her as the ideal woman. I see her super in every possible way. And then I see Sylvia and Ingeborg, and I surround them with my pure white light of love. And I see them fantastic and glorious and wonderful. And as I go on, I surround all of the students of the University of Healing and all of my friends and all of the people who are working for us and all of the people who are doing great things for the university. I make sure that I'm living a great life, surrounded by beautiful people. Well, my day has begun with all these beautiful people surrounding me and fulfilling me and making my life just feel fantastic. And I feel so good and so fulfilled and so marvelous because it is all in divine order now. Then, as I'm hanging there thinking about beautiful things, I say, yes, the president. He is doing a beautiful job, and he is surrounded by a nation of wonderful people, a world of wonderful people, supporting all of the beautiful concepts that he has on our behalf and on our benefit. And he is doing a wonderful job, and he is supported by everyone, and everyone loves him. I see all of the world beautiful and good. I see our campus here as surrounded by my pure white light of love, and all its ways are peace and all its paths are pleasantness. And I dream for the campus. I see it as filled with a beautiful forest of trees that are beautiful year-round. And I see little rivers and lakes on the campus here and making it a joyous, beautiful place. I see all of our pathways and all of our roadways here on campus, all beautifully maintained and beautifully upheld. And I see a staff of people eagerly desiring to maintain the campus in its ideal and its perfect way. I'm living a great life. I'm living a great life because I'm putting causes in motion, and these causes that I'm putting in motion are bringing about results that I choose to have for myself, results that I choose to have in my world, results that are amazing and wonderful to me. I have lots of very wonderful students and lots of very wonderful friends, lots of very wonderful people who just make my life feel that it's the most wonderful experience that anyone could ever have. Living a great life means I appreciate my life. I appreciate all the experiences that I have. They are good and very good. I appreciate everything I do. I go out every morning and I walk the meditation path around the campus here. And I'm measuring it with a measuring device now to see how many miles I walk every morning. And I used to think I walked a lot more than I'm walking, but I'm walking the mileages around the campus every morning, and I'm feeling just wonderful. And as I walk these miles and I'm saying beautiful things about myself and my world and my campus, I am living a great life. I'm living a great life and experiencing great things on every turn of the way. And it is wonderful. I am my own master. I am the one who makes my life good. I have circumstances and experiences and people in my life that make it so happy and so rewarding and so exciting that every time I turn around, I have some new attitude, some new experience that says to me, hey, it's great, it's good, it's wonderful, it's beautiful, it's fantastic, it's glorious. And, you know, it really is. It's just that way. Living a great life? Can you do that too? Oh, I hope to get the pig. You sure can do that. You can live as great a life as you want to name it. You can speak to everyone and surround them with your pure white light of love as I do. You can think about everyone in the world and surround them with your pure white light of love. You can know all of the animals and all of the people and all of the things in your world are surrounded by your pure white light of love. And they are great, truly great. Living a great life. It's so simple, so easy, so fantastic and so rewarding. But it is something that each one of us do every moment that we think good thoughts. We're living a good life, a great life, when we are totally making ourselves master of whatever experiences we feel are worthwhile and good for us. It's our choice. It's our decision. It's our attitude toward ourselves. Now, what attitude do you want for yourself? Do you want the attitude that all is in divine order? Well, it is. And it is that way right now. Do you want the attitude that you live a good life? Well, I'm living a great life because I'm naming it and claiming it every step of the way. And as I name it and claim it every step of the way, that's exactly what it is for me, this moment, this day. Have a lovely day and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.